Boys, there's a new sheriff in town in Detroit.
Okay.
There's a new sheriff in town in Detroit by the name of Dan Campbell.
Wait, okay. It's not Campbell?
No. It's Dan.
Don't do it.
Dan Campbell.
Don't
now,
do it.
This spread is plus 7.5. Now, we know what Dan Campbell, has said about the fans, and it got me riled up. And I looked at this spread, and I thought to myself, this can't be right. Can this be right?
Who you betting on? Always on black, fat stats in the pocket, whole squad, fast tag. Send the bookie, tell him bring it from the bag. No, we coming for the bag.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to the few in attendance and the thousands listening around the world, let's get ready to gamble. My name is Tony Cavallo. As always, I'm joined by Matthew Dangles, D'Angelo Antonio, Schaefer the Sharp, Drew Schaefer Crookson, and we are the West Coast Gamblers, a proud member of the Evergreen Podcast Network and the only gambling show that makes you money. And we're going to make you money today on what we know best, because it's week one of the NFL season. It's time to rejoice.
It's here. No more weekends without football. Are you kidding me? It's here.
No more Olympics.
I'm
no more
so
golf
sick
bets.
Of betting on golf and Schaefer, the Olympics and
Schaefer
tennis.
Schaefer
the
Sand Trap is retired.
Does he have to die?
Take a seat.
I like Schaefer the Sand Trap. We should still do the occasional golf bet. I don't want to see
back.
Him go
He'll
away
back,
completely,
Dangles.
But man, back. Am I ready for football season.
We're not doing those bets on Thursday, because Thursday is all about NFL picks. We have so many picks to give you right now. The general run of the show today is going to be how we're going to run every NFL Thursday from now until the end of the season. I'm so excited it's happening. We're starting with Thursday lean, so you can make a bet for tonight's game and win money on that. We're also going to have a Sunday lock for the Sunday night game, so you can make money at the end of the evening as well. And then at the end of the show, we're going to go round table, 5 picks each in the new debuting segment for the new way we count the King of the Coast. I'm so excited for the NFL season. I'm so excited for my Packers. I'm so excited we have a YouTube channel now. If you're listening to this on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you find our podcast, you can head to our YouTube channel and see our faces live talking about this. You can see how ugly my hair looks. You can see Drew with his hat on. You can see Dangles' face in perfect HD quality.
It's
the best
beautiful.
Webcam of all of us. I'm excited.
Lovely, Dangles.
I am excited.
You got to make the upgrades. Hey, if you want to make something happen, you got to invest. Had to make it happen. But now I'm actually kind of worried that there's too much, and that my face being so clear is going to drive people actively away from listening to our podcast. Or
you are a little pale. You could use a little tan.
We need to work on the lighting in here.
He's clear. He's cast for the friendly ghost. But let's do it, guys. Let's dive right in. We're starting every Thursday show talking about the Thursday night game with our Thursday leans. And we're opening up the NFL. The banner is dropping. I'm so excited to see what's happening. Dangles,
sir.
You're the one that lays out the games every week on this show. You're the one that tells us what's going on.
All
I don't
right.
think we're going to be taking any Google Map directional drives down to Tampa Bay. But my father will be in attendance for this game. I talked to him in a Tampa Bay hotel room last night while he did a fantasy draft with us from that same hotel room. He's very excited to see. He bought Tom Brady Tampa Bay season tickets last year, couldn't go to a game because of COVID, ruined the world. He's going to be in attendance when the banner drops for Tom Brady this year. Dangles, what's going on Thursday night?
All right, Thursday night game. It is finally here. And what better way to kick off the NFL season than with our defending champions? It is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at home playing host to the Dallas Cowboys. Gentlemen, the line on this game is 8.5 points in favor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 51.5 points is your total for the game. Again, this game is being played in Tampa. It's the return of Dak Prescott. It is the will the Cowboys be as advertised after four episodes of Hard Knocks. And I'm really excited about this game, gentlemen. I think there's a lot of fun lines to bet. And I know we're not going to be doing props later on in the show when we do our roundtable, but there are some pretty fun props to look at in this game, I think, gentlemen.
There are, and I will say, all of our bets tonight will be coming from DraftKings, because we're still sponsored by them, and their sponsorship and a deal you can get with our code is coming up after this segment. But Drew?
Well, Dangles, great job reading the line, but I got to admit, your line's a little off. If you sign up with a DraftKings app with our code WCG, okay, with our code WCG, you can get the Tampa Bay Bucks right now, plus 74 points. That is not exaggeration. Tampa Bay is plus 74.
That's inappropriate.
It's a $50 max bet. It's $50 to win 45. Schaefer the Sharp's going to give you his first guarantee, not only of the season, but of life. If you sign up for DraftKings using our code WCG and you bet Tampa Bay plus 74 and they don't cover 74 points, Schaefer the Sharp will personally give you $1 million. Now, I don't have that in cash right now, but I write a mean IOU and these guys know I'm good for it. I pay my debts. Go to DraftKings, download.
This man's as good as a Lannister.
Download, that's right. Download the app with the promo code WCG and lay Tampa plus 74. That is the backup the Brinks truck of the Milky Way galaxy.
If there has ever been a Brinks truck bet that you could make on this program, that is it. You are quite literally not going to find a 74-point spread anywhere else on the internet.
Every week, we're not going to be able to give out a plus 74 bet for the Thursday night, but every week, we are going to give our Thursday night leans. These aren't necessarily locks because the Thursday games tend to get a little wonky as you get through the season, but they're things we think you can look at to take and make you money on this show. I'm going to go first because I think this Thursday night lean is pretty much of a lock as that plus 74 that Drew just talked about. You guys remember how Dallas Cowboys started last year. They were 1-3. They were falling behind all the time, and Dak Prescott and the offense had to just throw the ball a million times to try and catch up the whole entire second half. If you look at the line, it's minus 8.5 in Tampa Bay. A lot of people think that once that banner drops and the cannons fire and the crowd cheers, Tampa Bay is going to score a huge lead early as well. And Dak Prescott is going to have to come from behind once again with still a very explosive offense. But do you guys remember exactly how that Dallas Cowboys offense was? In fact, the past three games that Dak Prescott signed up for the Cowboys, they scored 40 points, 31, and 38 points. He threw the ball 47, 57, and 58 times for 450 yards, 472 yards, and 502 yards those past three games. Listen. Those were worse defenses than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, yes. I don't think they're going to score that many points in this game, but I do think they're going to be coming from behind in the second half. And you can go to DraftKings right now and go to Dak Prescott props. His attempts number right now is 39.5. I like that number to hit the over, but the one I'm giving you right now that is a guarantee, 293 passing yards for Dak Prescott. The over is minus 115. Again, he would have to throw for 150 yards less than he threw in the games that he played last year to not hit this number. Dak Prescott over 293 yards is my Thursday lean of the week. Dangles, your turn.
All right. Well, I'm going instead to actually, I mentioned I thought there were some really good player props here, and I'm going to be going to a player prop for my Thursday lean, and that prop is going to be Zeke Elliott under 52.5 rushing yards. I think the loss of Zach Martin is huge, and I think Dallas is going to stray away from the run with that front seven of Tampa Bay, which is so good. Maybe the best in the league, maybe one of the best that we've seen in a long time. You've got Ndamukong Suh and Vita Vea up the middle there, and with, again, the loss of Zach Martin, that's a big deal. He is an elite player. Now, I'm not sure what to expect from the Dallas offense in this game, but I do not expect it to be creative or fast-paced. I think they roll Dak out slowly, and I think they play conservative ball in the first half, and they could end up down early, which means a negative game script and probably abandoning the run for the Cowboys. And if anything, I think maybe you want to look over at the Zeke receiving yards, which is 22.5 at minus 110. I don't hate that. I actually think our friends at the Betting Predators gave that out on their most recent podcast, coming from, I forget if that was Sleepy J or Mackenzie Rivers, who was on the most recent pod, but 22.5 receiving yards was one of their top bets, and I really do like that as well. But my lean is going to be the under for Zeke on rushing yards at 52.5, and that's priced at minus 110 right now on DraftKings.
Schaefer the Sharp, where are you going for our final Thursday lean?
Dangles, my heart is melting, man. I love that bet. I'm gonna go a little different. Guys, in four games when Dak was the starting quarterback last year, Zeke Elliott had 23 catches on 30 targets. He caught 77% of targets. Now, we know Zach Martin's going to be out. We know the Cowboys' offensive line has major issues, and they're playing arguably one of the best front sevens in all of football. Not only that, Dak coming off a catastrophic ankle injury, taking zero game snaps. I think this is a very conservative game plan, and he does not want to get hit. And who is he going to look for? His security blanket, his best buddy, Zeke Elliott, getting targeted 30 times in four games. I saw this number. I love it. I'm playing Zeke's over receptions, 3.5 at plus 105 from our friends at DraftKings. And it wouldn't be a shave for the sharp lean if he sneaks in a bonus lean here. I love, love Antonio Brown over 58.5 receiving yards. Chris Godwin's a game time decision. I think AB is legit this year, boys. He thinks that he's in a really good headspace. They say he's the best he's looked in years. He is the only really deep threat beyond Mike Evans in a red zone setting. AB over 58.5 receiving yards.
Now, Tony, I want to pose a bet to you, and we can do this now or for the season long. What is the over under on the number of extra bets that we get from Schaefer the Sharp in this episode?
Well, there's about 18 weeks of the season, so I'm going to go with about 7,201 extra bets.
I just want to get one on each side.
I'm going to bet the over.
Yeah. player prop on each side.
Well, that's all we got for the Thursday leans. Coming up next is all about the games of the week. Some games that we're going to spotlight that you can watch Sunday that just pop your popcorn. Not necessarily making a bet, just excited to see it coming out. It's week one, folks. But first, a word from our sponsors.
West Coast Gamblers.
Listeners, as you know, the NFL is back, and we are excited at the West Coast Gamblers to debut our first sponsorship for the NFL season. They're the official sports betting partner of the NFL, now the official sports betting partner of the West Coast Gamblers. That's right, it's DraftKings Sportsbook. All the bets we give out this show and in future shows are going to be coming from DraftKings because they're the best place to go and do it. And DraftKings is giving new customers $200 in free bets instantly. How? Listen up. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the promo code WCG. That's West Coast Gamblers initials, WCG, to receive $200 in free bets when you place $1 bet in any football game. Doesn't make any sense. And then you get a free shot at $1 million top prize with your first deposit. That's promo code WCG this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Again, guys, this is the only gambling show that makes you money, and this is how we're doing it right now. It must be 21 years or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only, new customers only. It's a minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required, and restrictions do apply. So see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Again, WCG is the promo code. Go make yourself some money on us.
Dub C to the G, West Coast Gamblers.
All right, boys, it's Sunday. That means there are games to be had, games that we're excited to watch. Maybe not just the Red Zone channel, but its own TV. What game are you putting on its own TV? What's the game of the week in your eyes, Schaefer the Sharp?
Guys, I'm really excited to watch the Cleveland Browns travel to Kansas City to take on the Kansas City Chiefs. Obviously, the road through the AFC has gone through Kansas City as they hosted three straight AFC championship games. The Browns, man, I'm very interested to see how, like we talked about with Baker, finally a full year of the same OC, the same coaching, a really cohesive offensive line. I'm really curious if the Browns can go in there and make some noise. This team has shades. The Browns have shades of like the 2012 Super Bowl champ Ravens. You know, a team that was 10-6, won the North, was not afraid to play on the road in the playoffs and won a Super Bowl. I think this team is built for January. We're going to see how tested they are in week one. I was really leaning towards Cleveland here at plus 6.5. The money came in on the Browns, went down to 5.5. Can't quite make a wager on it. Andy Reid 6-2 in in week one games ATS. I'm just going to sit and enjoy this one, guys, but I'm really curious about that Browns team if they can go into Kansas City and show the Chiefs what's up.
I can't wait. I am excited because Pat Mahomes was not 100% when he played the Browns in the playoffs last year, so I'm excited to see if Pat Mahomes has a little bit more gas in the tank at the beginning of this season. That O-line for Kansas City against a very good Myles Garrett-led Cleveland Browns defensive line, interesting game. Very excited for that game of the week. Dangles, you got something different? I'm going to guess it has something to do with your New England Patriots.
I was going to say, I hope you guys are sitting down for this huge shock that I'm about to lay on you and our listeners and the world. Yes, my game of the week this week is indeed the Miami Dolphins at the New England Patriots. The spread is 3. The total is 34.5. Everyone's pretty sure the Bills are going to be good and the Jets are going to be bad. This is a game that's going to be an early indicator for who competes for that second spot, I think. You've got the Battle of Bama, of course. Let's not bury the lead here. Tua versus Mac Jones. Guys are former teammates. They were Saban acolytes. Now they're Belichick disciples. Or, well, one of them is Belichick disciple. The other is a Belichick disciple of a Belichick disciple. I think this game is going to be very defensively oriented. The Patriots did a terrible job of controlling the ball and eating clock last year. It's been part of their offense for years, and they did not do a good job of controlling the football and the tempo of the game last year. I think this game is going to be very much about ball control. I think Mac Jones is going to need a lot of protection, and that's why if I am betting something in this game, I am betting the under. This is Mac's first NFL game. Let's temper our expectations here. I think they roll him out conservatively. I think they roll Tua out conservatively the same. We don't really know what to expect from these folks. This is going to be a game about ball control. I'm betting the Pats under on this game if I'm going to bet something on this game.
Xavien Howard and Byron Jones, not the two cornerbacks I'd want to be facing if it was my first game
NFL. Not in my first week, but it doesn't look good on the other side either. The Patriots have a formidable secondary of their own. Again, I think that's what it's going to lead to this under, is it's going to be a defensive battle at all levels of the football game.
And if it means anything, another hard pass from Schaefer the Sharp on this one. I cannot wait to watch that. I'm high on the Patriots this year, as you know. Obviously, we're all invested in Mac Jones together, boys, but I cannot wait to watch this game, Dangles. It's going to be a great one. Let's lace them up and see what happens.
Well, let me take you back a few years to preview my game of the week, because if you remember correctly, Ryan Tannehill was once that Miami Dolphins quarterback and was thought to be a bust. They shouldn't have drafted him in the first round. He used to be a receiver. He can't play quarterback. And then he goes to Tennessee and he explodes to be one of the best players in the league. Against my wishes, I thought he had nothing at all in the tank, and I was wrong. He can play the quarterback position. What was the same thing? What was the reason that was holding him back? Was it Miami? Was it the Dolphins? No, they're pretty good with a new coach. Adam Gase. And we have now the Adam Gase punch bowl, the toilet bowl, coming up in my game of the week. Yeah, you can talk about Green Bay versus New Orleans. You can talk about all these great matchups coming up, like Pittsburgh versus Buffalo. Oh, fantastic matchup. Can't wait to watch it. Nah, I want to watch the dregs. I want to watch the lower-level teams. I want to see the teams that might be the win-loss record might not be anything to smile about at the end of the year. This game, New York Jets at Carolina. Carolina has Sam Darnold in a new-look uniform, new team around him. Matt Rule's the head coach. And then the New York Jets have probably my favorite coach that got hired this year, Mr. Saleh himself, leading the charge in a whole new-look team with the Mormon Manziel, Zach Wilson, as the quarterback in New York. I'm very excited to see how both of these teams look. There's been a lot of hubbub about them in the training camp. I'm excited to see how they are on the field. Jets at Carolina, the Adam Gase punch bowl. I have no idea what's going to happen in this game. You could tell me any score of this game at the end, and I believe it. I'm very excited to see what happens, because both of these teams could be trending up, trending down after this game, and Adam Gase nowhere to be found. I don't even think he has a TV job right now. No one wants those crazy eyes on television.
Preach.
I mean, I don't. Yeah, I don't have anything. I can't. I was trying to think
Print
of
that.
something nice I could say about Adam Gase. But I came up with nothing. You said it. You said it as well as anybody.
Tony got Dangles and Schaefer the Sharp to shut up.
Speechless. I know. You'll never be able to replicate that moment ever again.
It's week one. What's going on?
I know. If we're doing it this early in the season, what's to become of us by week 8 or 7, whatever the hell it is, week 18.
Clearly, I think I'm going to be alone in saying, hey, we should put that game on the TV. I don't think anyone's going to agree with me from those reactions.
Well, let's not
but I'll
get
be
ahead of ourselves. Maybe I have a bet on that game later on in our roundtable.
Yeah, and
speaking
guys,
of Dangles.
But real quick, Tony, don't sell yourself short. Let's be real. Sam Darnold, who was a dumpster fire with Adam Gase punch bowl, is playing his old team. And I think I think that's very, very compelling. I'm very excited to watch the game.
Absolutely.
Thank you. But yes, Dangles, you're saying, you gave a little teaser there. We might have some bets coming up, and we do have a lot of bets coming up. The King of the Coast section is coming up at the end of the show, and I'll explain that in a second. But first, we're going to take a quick break, because we're talking about the Sunday night game, the game that everyone tunes into, the NBC game. Al Michaels, Chris Collinsworth. Coming up next is our Sunday night locks.
West Coast Gamblers.
What was it like to be there for historical sports moments and unforgettable performances? To be behind the scenes? On Press Box Access, you'll hear from me, Todd Jones, and other sports writers about their experiences with the greatest athletes, coaches, and sports events of the past half century. We'll share some stories behind the stories, some big, some small, and some we've only told each other. Let us buy you a round on Press Box Access.
Yeah.
All right, boys, you just spent the entirety of Sunday placing bets. You've won some in the morning. You've lost some in the afternoon. Maybe you've lost it all, but there's still one game. One game to rule them all, the primetime game, the Sunday night game. And this show every week is going to be giving you a Sunday night lock on this show. The three of us have been working extra hard to try and find a bet that you're going to guarantee to win on Sunday night. Now, this game's a little interesting because obviously it's week one. We haven't seen any of these teams play. We know what's supposed to happen, what could happen. But I'm pretty certain, I know my bet is going to be a winner. I'm pretty certain Schaefer the Sharp is too, and Dangles has been working hard as well. So let's dive into the Sunday night locks. Dangles, week one. What is our Sunday night game?
Week one. Sunday. Let's get to
it.
It's finally here. And hey, good for the Rams. They finally get to open one up with fans at home in the brand new home of Super Bowl, whatever the hell number it is, 52, 53, and I think WrestleMania eventually, SoFi Stadium. Beautiful venue. Can't wait to catch some games there. 5:20 Pacific time, 8:20 for those of you tuning in on the East Coast. It is the Andy Dalton-led Chicago Bears coming to town against our Los Angeles Rams. Cannot wait for this game. Going to be a lot of fun. The spread on this game, gentlemen, is 7.5 points as of recording on DraftKings. The total, 46.5. Bears, Rams in Los Angeles. The blimp will be overhead. It's going to be Al and Chris on the call. Sunday Night Football is back.
Schaefer the Sharp, before we get into our bets, before we get into our Sunday Night locks, let me hit you with a prop right now. What week does Justin Fields become the starting quarterback of the Chicago Bears?
I think it's got to be week four, guys. I mean, I think we referenced that Andy Dalton is literally being like let out to be burned at the stake right now. I mean, you just it's just a thing. He's literally, there's a noose around his neck, and you know, there's three, and someone's about to kick the bucket, and he's going down.
It's what I thought would happen in New England, right? They're trotting him out to be the sacrificial lamb so that Justin Fields doesn't have to go out there and be, if he's awful in the first week, have all of Bears Nation go into a panic.
I'm curious if the Bears lay a complete egg, if it's week two. But I think Nagy, at a last-ditch effort to potentially save his job, I think the front office will give him the chance to play Fields in, you know, a miracle that he's – but I don't think he's going to save Nagy's job. But I'm going to say over-under week four, we'll see Justin Fields as a starter for the Bears.
Dangles, you agree with that?
I've been saying week three on this podcast. I think anybody who's been listening, I'm very high. Very, very high on Justin Fields. I love the upside, I really think that's why I placed my money on him for Offensive Rookie of the Year, because I think it's just a matter of time before he gets into the game and starts blowing people out of the water. So that's why I feel very confidently about him. So I'm absolutely right there. Week four is fine. I would love week three just to be able to say, haha, I told you so. But I know we'll see him at some point in the first quarter probably of this 2021 season.
Well, let me give you the correct answer, folks, and it's why I drafted him in every fantasy league I'm in. It's going to be week two. Because as we can prognosticate and look forward, just try to think about what the headlines are going to be on Monday morning, especially in the Chicago area. They're playing in Los Angeles in that opening of SoFi Stadium, and that Los Angeles defense is titanic. And that Chicago offensive line is not. Andy Dalton is being led out to the wolves, and he is going to get destroyed on Sunday night. And I think the Chicago newspapers, the radio shows, the podcasters, all the media personnel are going to be calling for Nagy's head, and Nagy is going to start Justin Fields week two. That being said, my Sunday night lock is as follows. I looked at the Chicago Bears point total. I looked at the Chicago Bears under. I looked at all that stuff, and Vegas has it right. Those numbers are way too low. Andy Dalton could trip and fall into a touchdown. David Montgomery runs a 70-yarder. You never know what could happen, but I just don't think that offense is going to produce enough points to keep them in the game. That being said, L.A. might have Sean McVay and that whole offense being the same, but Matthew Stafford is stepping into new shoes here. And the Chicago Bears defense was the reason they made the playoffs last year. This is not an easy defense to go up against, it's a defense that knows Matthew Stafford's tendencies. Yes, Matt Stafford might know how to beat it after playing them two games a week, but with this new offense, it might be a little bit hesitant, a little rusty to get the start off. I looked at the LA Rams point total as well, 27.5, and I kind of wanted to lean under on that, but my Sunday night lock is as follows. These two defenses against Andy Dalton and a potentially rusty Matt Stafford to start. Again, I think the LA Rams are a playoff team, but I'm taking the under in this game. The number right now is 46.5. Yes, you never want to take an under. Yes, it's boring. Yes, I know I'm Tony Squares. I'm only supposed to be taking overs, but I'm here to make you money. And my Sunday night lock is a very slow start to the NFL season for both of these offenses, and the under 46.5, Justin Fields week 2. Dangles, what is your Sunday night lock?
All right, Sunday night lock. Guys, as you probably know, over the course of the offseason, the New England Patriots traded Sony Michel to the Los Angeles Rams to help bolster a backfield that lost Cam Akers. Daryl Henderson is now at the head of this backfield. They didn't bring Sony in for nothing. This guy's a beast around the goal line. He scored lots of short yardage touchdowns for us in New England. My lock for this game is a Sony Michel anytime touchdown at +140. I think he is a lock to get in the end zone. I think the Rams creep up on the goal line a couple of times, and I think they transition him in to spell Daryl Henderson, who's going to be their lead back, and I think Sony Michel will find his way into the end zone. That's at +140 right now as of recording on DraftKings, a Sony Michel anytime touchdown.
He absolutely could take over that Malcolm Brown role. I mean, absolutely. Yeah. I think you're right on with that. Anytime at +140. I love that, Dangle. Shay for the Sharp, you're the one that usually gets mad at what we're betting here. What are you taking for the Sunday night lock?
Well, Tony, you made a lot of good points. And even though Stafford is in new shoes, he is in a familiar opponent. And he actually had some decent amount of success against the Bears in his tenure with the Lions. Now, remember, Los Angeles Chargers and the Rams both refused to play any starters in the preseason, zero reps.
Yep.
So I do think that game script and the pace will be slow. I don't think. I mean, the Bears. How do they even move the ball? Like how do they literally move the ball outside of again fluke plays or special teams touchdowns, which are hard to predict. But the thing about McVay here is, I think McVay does have a little bit of Bill Belichickian in him, where I think
it's a word.
If he gets comfortable, I really do think he'll be very vanilla. He'll keep his players safe. He knows he's thin on that roster. He knows he doesn't have a lot of depth. So I think he's completely fine getting out here with a 7, 10, 14 point victory. I don't want to touch the spread. And I cannot believe my first Sunday night bet is I'm siding with a guy that looks like Mel Gibson from The Patriot, but I got to do it. I'm going Chicago Bears, Los Angeles Rams, under 46.5, the square and the sharp on the same side. How about that, Tony?
The streams are crossing. I'm excited.
That's either really great news or means you should tail me and avoid these two.
I do like that Sony Michel bet. I might be taking that myself.
We can all win, boys.
Sure.
We can all win.
This is true. When one of us eats, we all eat, right?
If Dangles' Sony Michel touchdown makes the game go over, though, I don't think we record next week.
Oh, no.
I just don't think we do.
I was going to say, am I even on the podcast next week?
Then the streams crossing turns into a dirty diaper.
Let's move on now.
I hate to see it.
If you've listened to this show before, you know we like to play weekly games. Yes, we're not playing Gravestones this week. Don't worry, that's coming on Tuesday, and I can't wait to play it. We also debut in a new segment that Dangles might need to put a little hat on and play a little role for us on Tuesday. But this Thursday show, every week, we're going to be playing the King of the Coast, and I cannot wait to debut it. I cannot wait to explain what the rules are, and the King of the Coast is coming up next.
Have you ever wanted to know how to win a Formula One Grand Prix? I mean, really know about the driver tactics from the cockpit, the strategy calls from the pit wall, and even the mind games in the paddock? There's a lot more that goes into winning a Grand Prix than just 90 minutes of racing. So every week on the F1 Strategy Report, we're taking a deep dive into the decisions that shape every result. Hey there, my name is Michael Laminato, and every week I'm joined by an expert guest from the paddock to talk through the big calls that won the race and the missteps that resulted in bitter defeat. Before every race, we'll look back at the previous year's result and consult the current form guide, and we'll be in your feed after every Grand Prix dissecting the outcome and what it means for the championship. So for your regular hit of Formula One analysis, subscribe to the F1 Strategy Report wherever you get your favourite podcasts. The Strategy Report is a Beer Mogul podcast on the Evergreen Podcasts Network. My name's Michael Laminato, and I'll catch you after the checkered flag.
Dub C to the G, West Coast Gamblers.
All right, boys, we played some games in the first half hour of this podcast. The Thursday lean, the Sunday night lock, they're bets we're giving out, but this is where the sausage is made, or how the sausage is made, whatever that saying is. This is the King of the Coast.
And the sausage is thick and juicy.
In the past, we've played different types of games where we picked every game, win-loss record, against the spread, yada, yada. We're really going to whittle it down to stuff that we guarantee is going to happen. Each of the hosts right now is going to give out 5 bets. We're going to give out three sides, a teaser, and a total. And that's going to be what we do every week. Three sides, a teaser, and a total. How we keep track of all these is each of these bets is going to be sort of confidence ranked. The first side we give out is going to be worth 1 point. The second side we give out is going to be worth 2 points. The teaser and total as well, 2 points each. And the final side we give out is the Backup the Brinks Truck Special, a 3-point play. All in all, each host is going to be able to get 10 points each week if they get all their bets right. Three sides, a teaser, and a total. I can't wait to dive into this. I can't wait to beat the pants off of these two. I think I've won this like 7 years running. I know we've only been on the show, doing the show for 5 years.
I'm pretty sure I won King of the Coast last time that we did this.
I'm pretty sure I have like a belt on the wall. It says Tony is the best gambler of all time.
No, it's at my house. I don't know if you knew that. It's at my house right now.
Dangles had a 1980 U.S. gold hockey comeback last year. And Mike Ruggieri,
believe in miracles.
That's right.
But let's break down into it. It's week one. We're going to start off with our 1 point side, and I'm going to kick it over to the defending champion, Matthew Dangles, D'Angelo Antonio first. The first side is worth 1 point, Dangles. Where are you going?
If I were standing, I would do a discount double check just for you, Tony. My first 1 point side, I'm going to go with the Washington football team money line at -105. This is a tough way to start the season for the Los Angeles Chargers with a cross-country trek and a 1 o'clock Eastern time start. That's 10 o'clock for the Chargers' brains. I love this Charger team a whole lot this year, and I think you'll find out just how much later on, but I do think the Washington football team gets a home win here with a stingy defense on their home field and somewhat of a rejuvenated team after a tumultuous offseason with that investigation into the team culture. They're trying to turn over a new leaf, and I don't think they'll be able to fully do that until they throw Dan Snyder out the window. But I love the money line in this game against the Chargers. -105, Washington football team money line.
Okay, Dangles, Washington football team. That's a game that almost made my game of the week. I really, really interested to see how those two teams play this year. My first side, my 1 point side, I really wanted to take Cincy +3.5 here because I think Minnesota's falling, and if Cincy's going to win, I think it's an upset here, but I'm saving my Tony Squares upset special for later. Instead, I'm going to a team that has a new coach. They dusted off the Dan Quinn nonsense. They now have Arthur Smith, who can run a great offense. Matt Ryan can still throw the ball. Calvin Ridley, Kyle Pitts, I think this team can do a lot offensively, and they're playing the Philadelphia Eagles, who I just don't think have a good team this year. Atlanta -3 to open up at home, I think it's a guarantee. I would love it to be 2.5. I would love it to be 2.5, but we're only given the side right here. Atlanta -3 is my pick for my 1 point side. Shay for the sharp, where are you going?
Guys, I'm going to go to New York. Everyone knows I'm high in the Broncos this year, and Tony Squares himself is very, very low in the Giants. But breaking this game down, you know, we're really looking at, again, similar to our Sunday night special, we're looking against a very good unit versus a very bad unit. We're talking about the Denver front seven and defense as a whole against that dumpster fire that is the New York Giants offensive line. Saquon Barkley, kind of a Pinocchio back there, maybe with his new knee. Danny Dimes, I don't really trust him. I kind of was leaning towards the under here. Now, here's the thing about the sharp. -3, you could have got this at -1.5, -2. Yep. It's -3. That's the lines we have to use. I made the bet today. I'm going to go Denver -3. Remember, last year, the Broncos were fifth. Their defensive line was fifth in DVOA, while the New York Giants were 27th and one of four teams to allow 50-plus sacks. I think with the addition with Von Miller coming back from injury, and again, Bradley Chubb, rough week. Pay your tickets, people. Pay your parking tickets. However, with Malik Reed is a very capable replacement. He had 8 sacks last year. I love Denver here. -3, Teddy covers, as Tony can tell you. He's the most profitable quarterback in ATS history. We're going to start out with a bang. Teddy covers Denver -3 for my 1 point game.
Before we move on to the next section of bets, I do want to say Teddy covers is 72% of the games Teddy Bridgewater has started. He has covered. In that same time span, Pat Mahomes, the greatest quarterback playing right now, has covered only 57% of the time. That's
second
how
greatest.
amazing Teddy Bridgewater is at covering the spread. The only thing that scares me, Drew, is as last I checked, 75% of the tickets are on Denver. And I hate the New York Giants, but that's why I stayed away from this game. I'm just a little bit scared that it's a little bit too easy of a take. It's also why I'm not taking a certain team with my teaser. Some things are just too easy in week one. But let's move on to that teaser. Dangles, I'm going to go to you first. This teaser is worth 2 points. It's a two-team teaser. You can take 6 points, 6.5, 7 points. We're not going to hold you to that, but a two-team teaser worth 2 points dangles. Where are you going?
All right. I am going to have my two-team teaser involve, you just brought them up, Drew, the New York Football Giants, as well as the Indianapolis Colts. I'm teasing both teams up. The Colts up to 8.5 points from 2.5. They are the underdogs at home against the Seahawks. And then the Giants from 3 up to 9. That's -120. So the Colts at 8.5 and the Giants at +9. This is a good Colts team that plays well at Lucas Oil. We just got word that Carson Wentz is geared up to be ready to go for week one. The Seahawks are very strong on offense, but that defense is exploitable. The Colts are dealing with some injuries at offensive line. There's some questionables, including Quentin Nelson for this game. But I do think they're going to come out and make a statement against this Seattle team that's traveling, mind you, from the Pacific Northwest. And again, don't forget that Colts defense, very stingy. I'm doubtful Seattle's going to manage to win by much more than a touchdown on the road, but I'm giving myself that grace with this teaser. And the Giants are +3 dogs at home. I do think they have the better quarterback on the field in Teddy Covers when all is said and done. I just don't see Denver blowing the Giants out of MetLife here. So I'm teasing the Giants up to +9 and the Colts up to +8.5 at -120 for my two-team teaser.
Dangles, I will say that two-point teaser right now on DraftKings is -120 to bet. But if you take it to 7, which we're going to give you the points to 7 right now, it's only -140. So we're going to play 7-point teasers here. So you're actually going to get the Giants at +10, which is a better number than +9 because you get that extra field goal. And then Indy at +9.5. That's the teaser you're going to take because it's only -140. And if you're going to take a teaser, you might as well throw a little bit of extra juice on there.
Sure, and give yourself that extra point. Makes perfect sense. Great.
And Dangles, real quick, Tony, I just wanted to give a little shave of the sharp teaser school. Never a bad plan, Dangles, to tease any team on a total of 42. Obviously, the point total there is extremely low, so you're getting more value while teasing two teams with a very expected low point total. I like the tease, even though I'm on the other side with the Broncos. Don't mind it. Nice bet.
And, Dangles, you asked this before, but what's the over-under on how many times Schaefer takes us to some type of gambling school throughout the course of the NFL season?
What was our extra bets number? 7,000. I'll give it just around that as well, and I'm going to take the over there, too.
My two-point teaser. I really wanted to take San Fran here, hosting Schaefer the Sharps Lions. The line is 7.5 in San Fran's favor. That would make it pretty much a pick'em game. But as I said, some things are just too good to be true. I think everyone and their mother is going to be taking San Fran in this game. They're going to be everybody's survivor pick. The Lions are garbage, and I'm just staying away. Instead, I'm going to take a team I talked about a lot in our Futures show. I talked about a lot. They're definitely a playoff team for me. Pittsburgh Steelers at the Buffalo Bills. I think Buffalo wins this game. I'm not going to take Pittsburgh +6.5. I just think that defense, plus a very high potent offense with Big Ben, Chase Claypool, Deontay Johnson, I think the backdoor cover on this teaser is here to stay. The last time the Pittsburgh Steelers took the football field, they got their asses blown out by the Cleveland Browns. There's a sour taste in their mouths. Buffalo's feeling really good. Pittsburgh has something to prove. I think they come out and punch people in the mouth. I might take them to win this game in the money line, but we're not giving that out right now. Instead, I'm taking Pittsburgh +13.5. I really like that bet. And then the teaser, it's time to go to Tony Square's gambling school, folks, because anytime you can take a teaser, I love tying in the Sunday night game to these teasers, especially if there's more legs than two. And as we talked about in our Sunday night lock, we have the Bears going to the LA Rams. That number is -7.5. None of us think that the Bears have a chance in hell of winning that football game. So if you tease the Rams down to -0.5, that's almost a guarantee that they're going to win. The reason why I like tying in the Sunday night game is because I like to do something that makes Schaefer the Sharp cringe, and that is hedge. Especially if you have a multi-leg teaser that comes down to the Sunday night game, and especially if that favorite is a 6 to 7 point favorite. You hedge it down to a pick 'em on the favorite, and then when you get there, you get to have the Chicago Bears money line at +300. You lost a lot of money on Sunday, you still have that teaser available to you. Just throw a little bit on the money line in Chicago. Go home with a little bit of change. Listen, gambling is not about being right. It's about making money, even if it's just a little bit of money, because those little increments build up and up and up. My two-point teaser, Pittsburgh +13.5, tied with the LA Rams -0.5. Schaefer the Sharp, your two-point teaser.
All right, boys. Well, the only bad thing about not having a traditional King of the Coast round table where we go over every game is we miss Dangle's school bus across the country.
I know. We got to find a way to work it in.
Well, Dangle's, just hold on for a sec. Because
I'm like Miss Frizzle out here with these football games, just driving the Magic football school bus.
I'm going to unveil something right now that you guys don't even know about, but each teaser that Schaefer the Sharp gives out is going to have a specific name, and this week is going to be on geographic locations. As you know, I met you boys in Los Angeles, a city in the Commonwealth of California, moved back recently to my hometown of Kalamazoo, Michigan, which sits right on the Interstate 94 between the powerful city of Detroit and the wonderful city of Chicago. So my two-team teaser is going to be called the California to Kalamazoo I-94 teaser. We are going to tease the aforementioned Rams. Of course, we're going to tease the Rams. I'm going to do a 6.5-point tease at -130. Tony, I'll explain that in a sec. We're going to tease the Rams. And of course, we have to tease the 49ers here, guys. There's no shot in hell that my Motor City Kitties are going to get it done on Sunday. So I have a Rams 49ers 6.5-point teaser at -130. I teased both those teams down to 6.5 to make both those spreads -1. You ask me, Schaefer the Sharp, why not a full 7-point teaser for a half point? Well, let's do some math, boys. If you take a money line parlay on both those teams, a Rams San Francisco money line, that pays -169. However, if you take a 6.5-point teaser at -1, the odds are -130. Well, Schaefer the Sharp, how many games land 2 or less in the NFL? Less than 3% in the season. If some reason one of those teams lands at a 1-point victory, you get your money back. A lot of value here. You're saving literally 39 cents on the dollar. Let's do it. The Rams 49ers
checks notes
minus
39
one.
Cents. I love it. It's great.
That Michigan math, man. That Michigan school system does them right. Let's move on now to the second side. The second side is also worth 2 points. Dangles, where are you going with your second side of the day?
Well, Tony, you brought this game up already. We are heading to MetLife Stadium again. It can't be at MetLife because the Giants are home. I don't know.
Carolina?
It isn't Carolina. It's Panthers Jets. I have it backwards.
What's that,
on my
Bank Life Financial?
Bank of America Stadium, because Bank of America is based in Charlotte. Who cares? I wrote it backwards on my notes. The point is the Panthers are playing the Jets. The spread is -5.5 points. I don't love that number, but guys, it's so very Jetsian that this game begin or this season begins with the Jets on the receiving end of a revenge game. Sam Darnold squaring off against his old squad, the team that drafted him. I think the Panthers take full advantage of this Jets team with a new QB under center, with a new coaching regime. I'm picking the Panthers to cover that spread -5.5 points at -110.
Ah, Dangles, I love it. It was one of my bets I almost took. I wanted to talk about it more than bet it. I still think I'm just going to pop popcorn for it. The game I'm going to gamble on, though, is also a game I'm going to be watching. This is my 2-point side. And if you're watching on YouTube, you see the flag behind me. No, that's not a flag for any team other than the Green Bay Packers. Listen, this New Orleans Saints team, even if Drew Brees was starting, I still think the spread would be where it is, -3.5. Jameis Winston is a worse quarterback than what Drew Brees was. I think this team is worse. There's no Michael Thomas here. I know it's Marquez Callaway or bust, but my defenders can cover that Saints offense. And then Kamara scares me. Kamara scares everybody, but I think my offense does enough to win this game. They're playing in Jacksonville, and this line has fluctuated ever since that game moved. It still landed at the same spot it was when New Orleans was hosting. I think that is wrong. There's actually a big sect of Green Bay fans in Jacksonville. You saw those in the Jacksonville games that Green Bay visited 2 years ago. I think Green Bay has a chance to blow the doors off of this New Orleans Saints team early. I don't know if Jameis is going to be where he's supposed to be in this game. I'm very excited to watch the third year of this offense take hold. No one needs to learn anything new on this offense, except for Randall Cobb, who's one of the smartest players in the game. I think this thing is going to be rolling forward, and this train starts now. Green Bay -3.5 is my 2-point side.
Two things before we move on. First of all, sizzling hot take from Tony Squares right there that Jameis Winston is not as good of a quarterback as Drew Brees, have not heard that anywhere at all before. And the second thing just totally slipped my mind. So, Drew, let's move on to your
That's the thing. The number was the same last year when these two teams played, and New Orleans was underdog by 3 points. So what I'm saying is the most important position in the world changed, and it's still the same number. It doesn't make any sense to me. I'm taking Green Bay.
The second thing I wanted to mention was that I don't know how many of those people are actually Green Bay fans so much as they are people who received Green Bay Packers apparel for Christmas and or a birthday. I lived in Jacksonville. I don't think there are that many Green Bay Packers fans there. But hey, if you like wearing the green and yellow, who cares? Drew, what do you got?
Those are called Walmart Packers, Dangles. Walmart Packers.
That's right.
There's plenty of them on the Midwest. But real quick, I got to give Tony Squares a rare bone here. He did alert me when the news broke that Jacksonville was going to play host to this game. Shaver the Sharp, of course, like a sharp does, got on his many apps available to him to bet freely in this beautiful country because I live in Michigan, not in the Commonwealth of California. So I am holding a lovely.
I don't think it's a Commonwealth.
It sounds cool. I am holding a lovely -3 Green Bay ticket at -106. Very happy about that. But Tony, I'm rooting for that bet to hit, bud. Let's go.
What's your 2 point side, my guy?
My 2 point side, guys. I'm gonna see Dangle's 1 point side, and I'm gonna double it. I'm gonna go with the Washington football team, and as our friend Hitman has said, really, you can really start getting sharp with this stuff if you find power ratings that you trust and you religiously stick to them. I have two sources, which I will not reveal ever on this podcast because a sharp never reveals his tricks. But I have two.
Thanks for helping your co-hosts, buddy.
Well, send me a text.
It's the first T-shirt. Put that on a hat. A sharp never reveals his tricks.
Yeah, seriously. Bumper sticker.
I'm competing, okay? I'm competing in the Super Contest and the Circa Millions with my hat right here. Anyway, I subscribe to two power rankings, and both of these power rankings had the Washington football team favored, meaning the wrong team is favored here. And also, it's the only quote-unquote sharp game of the week, which means it's very simple. There's more tickets on the Chargers, while there's much more cash on Washington. I'm at the point, boys, where I kind of play it blind. It makes sense. Remember, first-year coach, young quarterback versus a veteran coach, a veteran quarterback. You know, the early time zone has kind of been overrated, I think, the last couple of years. However, again, we talked about the Rams, just a lack of any kind of game reps in the preseason. I think Washington come out, get out early, hang on. I am going to take the +1 here, not the money line, just in case that one of the 3% falls my way. I will gladly take it. So my official bet here for my 2 point side is going to be Washington football team +1.
All right, it's almost time. It's almost time for that backup, the Brink Struck 3-point special. But first, we have to give out a total. There's a very square bet to take, but sometimes you can find the sharp money in, and I'm interested to see where we go here. The first total of the NFL season. Dangles, we're going to you first. This is worth 2 points in the King of the Coast. What's your total?
Well, you mentioned square bets, and I definitely saw this one a lot of places, so it's kind of square, but I kind of like it, guys. Packers-Saints under 50 points. I'm really, really on for this. Aaron Rodgers is 3-4 all-time in Florida with a 78.1 quarterback rating. Indoors last year, he was 4-1 with 17 touchdowns and one pick along with a quarterback rating of 125. The Saints dodge a bullet in that sense, one being in Jacksonville outside. It's probably part of why they chose that field, to be perfectly honest. I'm sure the Saints knew about Aaron Rodgers' record. But this new Saints offense, led by Jameis, could be shaky out of the gate. Not really sure what to expect with them. No Michael Thomas. Alvin Kamara now the feature piece of that offense. And again, Jameis Winston under center. I think this is going to be a lower scoring game than people suspect. So I'm taking the Packers-Saints under 50 points at -110.
Well, let me hit my total. But it's a game that two of you have already taken, but I'm taking a total in this game. It's the Chargers-Washington football game. You already talked about all the pieces at play, but let me just say that the Washington football defensive line is a terrorizing force of number one first round picks, and that Chargers line is very good and very solid, but again, they're coming together. There's some new pieces there. They're trying to gel. It's going to be a very tough test week 1. On the other side, the Chargers defense is finally healthy, and their new head coach ran the LA Rams defense and was one of the best defense in the league last year. Listen, I love these two offenses. I just don't think they start off well. The Los Angeles Chargers versus Washington football team under 45 is my 2 point total. I think it's the easiest total on the board. I love this bet. Shay for the sharp. I hope you agree. Don't care if you do. I'm still taking it.
Well, I do agree. I definitely lean that way, Tone. I'm actually maybe thinking about sprinkling something on that first half. I consider that being my total. And honestly, one of my favorite totals of the week is my Sunday night special, as me and you are on the same side. However, my two-point total for King of the Coast, I'm going to go to Nashville, boys. I am going to play my dreaded Arizona Cardinals and the Titans. Now, last year, the Arizona Cardinals, they were number one in pace of play in the entire league. The Tennessee Titans were third. When we had our Titan specialist Austin Huff on, he was fantastic. When asked about the Titans defense, he basically said, huh? The Cardinals have some serious secondary issues. I think A.J. Brown and Julio and Tannehill and D. Henry run up and down the field. I think Kyler is going to, you know, put some points on the board here. Again, very unlike the sharp to take a first week over. You can always make money betting unders the first 2 weeks as the team's kind of figured out. But I'm going to do it, guys. I really like this total. I can see almost a combined 60 points here. I'm going to take over 52.5. Arizona-Tennessee, that's going to be my two-point total for week one. Over 52.5.
Some square bets coming from the sharp. I love it. Let's move on, though. It's time to back up the Brinks truck, folks. If this is your first time listening to the show, we back up the Brinks truck when we give out guarantees. This is the biggest bet. It's worth 3 points in the King of the Coast. It's the final side we're going to give out for the week Sunday. I'm so pumped. I mean, I don't want to give away my bet. I'm too excited. I have to stop talking. Dangles, what's your three-point side?
All right, you guys are going to kill me for this one. I know you are. And I'm just going to preface this by saying that this is probably the most heart-driven bet that I am making out of all of this. But hear me out. My three-point Brinks truck, back it up side, is the Jaguars' first quarter to be ahead by at least one at plus 130. I want to watch this game. I think the Jags are going to come out strong against a Texans team that doesn't have much to show on defense. And even if they don't, barring turnovers, I think they'll at least be able, the Jaguars, to move the ball down the field, even if Trevor Lawrence doesn't blow things up. This defense isn't Saxonville, but they have invested a number of draft picks in making their defense better, getting pressure on, getting guys who can get pressure on the quarterback, like Josh Allen, Kalavon Chase, on Roy Robertson Harris, they brought in the offseason, who's going to get pressure on Tyrod Taylor and a weak Texans offense. Offensive line. I think the Jaguars can get ahead early on and hopefully never look back. I'm really betting more on the Texans to be bad than I am the Jaguars to be good here. So the Jags first quarter spread minus one at plus 130.
Interesting that you put in 3 points on a team that had one win last year. But before you go, Drew, I have to give out mine. I've been holding in for too long. I've been so excited to give this bet out. And if you're in, if you happen to be in the air right now, if you're in an airplane listening to this show, just reach into that front little pocket and pull out the little doggy bag, because this pick is going to make you sick. It makes me sick. I don't want to give this out, but when I see value, I take it. My name is Tony Squares, and this bet takes cojones. You hear me? Cojones. First overall QBs to make their week one starts in the history of this league. Matthew Stafford, lost. Sam Bradford, lost. Cam Newton, lost. Andrew Luck, lost. Jameis Winston, lost. Deshaun Watson, lost. Sam Darnold, he won, but he only threw for 200 yards, and Kyler Murray tied somehow. Joe Burrow, though, went back to losing. Trevor Lawrence is starting week one for a team that had one win last year. On the road, against a divisional opponent, with Urban Meyer as his head coach. Yes, David Cally is an NFL-bred thoroughbred. He's like Andy Dalton in Chicago. He's only there to lose. But if Houston's going to win this game, after all year of everyone telling them you're the worst team in the league, Tyrod Taylor is a veteran. That whole team is veteran. The running backs are veteran. The offensive line are veteran. Brandon Cooks is a veteran. Jacksonville is not. The best bet I'm going to give you right now, and it's a bet that makes me sick, but I know value when I see it. My name is Tony Squares, and I'm pinning myself to Houston +3. In fact, I'm going to take Houston plus 160 on the money line as the Tony Squares upset special of the week.
Wow.
But the King of the Coast pick is officially Trevor Lawrence to keep going with that week one quarterback debut rookie loss. Houston +3 is my 3-point. Back up that Brinks truck bet. Shea for the sharp, what do you got?
Tone, I love it, man. That is a game I will consider in the Super Contest. And just if anyone's interested, and I hope you are, I will be posting my Super Contest and Circa Millions picks every weekend on my Twitter. And maybe even sprinkle in a couple college plays. The Sharp 2-0-1 back to school last weekend in the college weekend. But, Tone, I love that bet, man. I really wanted to take it. And Dangs, I mean, I've been so impressed with you this whole week one. Your analysis has been so sharp. But, you know, taking a rookie QB and a first-time coach to score in the first quarter, interesting. I mean, not even money, a pick-em. Just, they have to be up in the first quarter.
I prefaced it by saying I was using mostly my heart. I did qualify it.
We're gonna see about that. And listen, these guys know that I take this stuff seriously. I've been doing it for 4 years now. I really try to think like a sharp. I glean a lot of information. I pour over information, podcasts, Twitter, blah, 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 blah. So it's not like me to, you know, I love that bet by Tony is what I'm trying to say, because I wish I had the cojones to take that. I don't.
No, keep on showering
please
the praise.
Don't,
I need
please don't
it.
Blow his
I
ego up it. Anymore. We have to do boys, a fantasy draft at some point together. I don't want to listen to this.
Boys, there's a new sheriff in town in Detroit.
Okay. Oh, God.
There's a new sheriff in town in Detroit by the name of Dan Campbell.
Okay. Wait, it's not Campbell?
No. It's Dan.
Don't do it.
Dan Campbell.
Don't
now,
do it.
This spread is +7.5. Now, we know what Dan Campbell, we know what Dan Campbell has said about the fans, and it got me riled up. And I looked at this spread and I thought to myself, this can't be right. Can this be right? No, it's not right. My backup, the Brinkstra, in week one is absolutely 100,000,000,000%. The San Francisco 49ers -7.5. This game is not going to be close. This game will not be close. As far as week one matchups, guys, this is by far the biggest talent discrepancy of any rosters. You have a potential Super Bowl contender and a hungry Kyle Shanahan facing a first-year coach in Dan Campbell, and Jared Goff. Now, in case anyone needs to be reminded what Kyle Shanahan did with inferior rosters to Jared Goff when he was a star of the Los Angeles Rams, he just won the last four games and made him look stupid. I think this game, I just think the spread's wrong. I think next week, if they played this game, it would be like, if these two teams played to their expectations, different opponents, and the 49ers went into Detroit next week, this would be a double-digit spread. Mark my words, I'm tying my lot to the teaser. All the tickets be damned. Tony, make this bet. Let's all get Teslas and jet skis, boys. Okay. San Francisco -7.5. It's easy.
Aren't you worried?
I promise you.
Aren't you worried at all? Like I looked at this game too, but I just couldn't shake the image of watching this game and seeing the Lions be down 10 or 14. The Lions be down 10 with like 5 minutes left and a garbage time touchdown screwing this spread to the wall. I just couldn't shake that image.
My question for both of you
is everyone's survivor pick. This is everyone's survivor pick.
How will the Lions score and how will they stop the 49ers consistently? That's basically the ABCs of football.
But we don't know what their offense will look like. Hey, we don't know what that 49ers offense will look like yet. Like, we just don't know.
He's put it in. We don't know what anyone looks like. That's the beauty of making these bets.
I bet on the Jags first quarter. Anything can happen.
And I am pumped that is the King of the Coast section. We will be doing that section every week from here on out. 10 points total for each of these hosts to get. You've heard our bets. I'm very excited to go into it. And usually we're going to end the show right here and now. But because it's week one, we're going to take a quick break and then come back and give you our playoff teams, our Super Bowl matchups, and our Super Bowl winner. Because, boys, the NFL is about to begin, and that's coming up next. All right, boys, a little fun way to end the show. It is week one. It's time to give out our playoff teams, all seven of them in each division, each conference, and then our Super Bowl matchups and Super Bowl winner. I'm going to go first with my AFC teams. Obviously, the first four I give out are going to be division winners. The last three are wild cards. I think the one seed is Kansas City. I know that's square. I don't care. That's my name. Pat Mahomes is the best. Pittsburgh's the number two seed winning that AFC North. New England's winning the AFC East as the three seed. Indy is winning the AFC South as the four seed. Buffalo, the Chargers, and the Browns are your three wild card teams. Dangles, what do you got?
All right. I have my number one seed as the Buffalo Bills. I think they eke that out this year. The number two seed, the Kansas City Chiefs. The number three seed, the Tennessee Titans, your AFC South champions. The number four seed, the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think they win the AFC North just like you
my
do,
guy.
Tony. I'm going with the Cleveland Browns as the five seed. I do like them this year. I think they're better than people give them credit for. They are stacked. The Chargers as the sixth seed, and the New England Patriots squeaking in at the seventh seed. And final wildcard spot.
We have the same AFC teams, just the seeding's different. Will Shea for the Sharp make it three in a row? What do you got, my guy?
I'm going to back Dangles here and say, no one circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. They will get the one seed and host the AFC Championship game. Two seed, Kansas City coming out of the West. Three, change of heart last second here, boys. I am going to go with the Cleveland Browns to win the AFC North. I'll take the Titans in the South as the four. I'll take the Ravens right behind the Browns in that AFC North to be the five seed. We know I'm high on the Patriots, so they're my six. And number seven, got a future ticket on them. I really like it. Denver Broncos.
Yeah, you really do like it. Yeah, I forgot. I'm the only one that has Indy. I'm the only one that believes Indy can win that NFC North. AFC South, I should say. I guess I'm a Carson Wentz believer. We'll know this year if I'm right or wrong on that. NFC, though. The Rams are the team to beat in the NFC. They are my one seed. Number two seed, my Green Bay Packers. Number three seed, Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Washington football team wins the NFC East as the four seed. San Fran, Seattle, and Dallas are my three wild card teams. Dangles?
Ooh, all right. The best team in the NFC is actually the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They are my number one seed. The number two seed, the Green Bay Packers. I have my number three seed, the Los Angeles Rams. The number four seed, the Washington football team. My five seed, the San Francisco 49ers. I have the Seattle Seahawks at number six. Yes, that's three NFC West teams. And the Dallas Cowboys, my number seven seed.
Dangles, me and you are pretty much tied in a rhythm. Shea for the Sharp.
Well, I hate to three is a party, guys. Let's get weird. Like Dangles correctly stated, the Tampa Bay Bucks will be the one seed, followed by the Green Bay Packers. Not yet, Tony. Not yet.
Sorry. I jumped the gun.
Not yet.
I was excited.
Tampa Bay 1, Green Bay 2. I actually have the San Francisco 49ers coming out of the West. I'm a big believer in that team.
I can see that
as a three
too.
Seed. Washington football team will win the NFC East. I have a ticket on them, so therefore it will happen as the four seed. The Rams will be the first wild card of the five. I also am backing Dangles here with three teams from the NFC West as a six seed, and I had a hell of a time trying to get a seven seed in this NFC.
It's a crummy conference.
I'm going to take a flyer, guys. I'm going to take a flyer that our boy Arthur Smith can finally get that veteran Falcons team to sneak in the playoffs.
I'll take
the Falcons.
I almost did it.
The Falcons as a seven seed.
I almost did it. I did almost do it. Now, I didn't tell these guys to produce this, but I did it anyway. I think Green Bay beats the Rams in the NFC Championship. I think Kansas City beats the LA Chargers in the AFC Championship. I really believe in that team this year, too. And Green Bay, I mean, come on. You know
you
who
it.
I am.
You got it.
It's the last dance, last chance.
Sure.
Green Bay beats
I'd be
Pat
mad if
Mahomes.
You didn't.
Green Bay beats Pat Mahomes in the Super Bowl. Go, Pack, go. Dangles?
All right, I have the Chiefs at the Bills in the AFC Championship with the Bills winning. The Packers at the Bucks in the NFC Championship with the Packers winning. And guys, Super Bowl, the Buffalo Bills are going to bring it back to Western New York. Nobody circles the wagons. Give me Josh Allen's MVP season. Give me that defense. Give me Sean McDermott. The Bills are your Super Bowl champions over the Green Bay Packers. Sorry, Tony.
That's okay.
For the first time in 2 years, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Green Bay Packers will not be in their conference championship game. That is a Schaefer the Sharp take. I am taking the Cleveland Browns to be in the AFC Championship game against the Buffalo Bills and the Bills to route them en route to the Super Bowl. And I'm taking the San Francisco 49ers, where the GOAT himself was from, Tom Brady, to travel to Raymond James and lose to the Tampa Bay Bucks. That leaves a Tampa Bay Buffalo Super Bowl. Lot at stake here for our friend Borak. I can't imagine what he would go through if this game happened. But before I get to my Super Bowl pick, I wanted to tell you about a very, very quick wager I made on the MVP today. A 14-1. You guys have you've been yelling at me for 2 years. You never, ever bet against the GOAT. Bet against the GOAT. Guess what I found today? I know you're not supposed to talk about money. I randomly found $60. I said, this sounds like an awesome thing to do. Let's bet on Tom fucking Brady to win MVP at 14-1 to get nine bills back. That's called $60 to get nine bills back. You're defending Super Bowl champion. Show him, Tony. Tampa Bay. There we go. Tampa Bay, the first back-to-back Super Bowl champs in some time. I don't have it in front of me, but in some time, Tampa Bay to beat the Buffalo Bills in the Super Bowl. And yes, I have a 14-1 MVP ticket on a 44-year-old quarterback. The Sharp has got four edges, man.
That was exhausting. I think it's time to take a quick little cat nap. I think it's time to wake up and watch Tom Brady and Dak Prescott on Thursday. And then Sunday, we have a full slate of week one games. And then Monday night, the Las Vegas Raiders host a game. But still, the NFL is back week one. And that is it for the West Coast Gamblers. My name is Tony Cavallo, joined by Schaefer the Sharp, Drew Schaefer Crooks, and Matthew Dangles, D'Angelo Antonio. We are a proud member of the Evergreen Podcast Network. WCG is the draft King's code if you want to get a plus 74 Tampa Bay Buccaneers on that Thursday night game. Very excited for week one. Very excited for this season. It's really all happening all at once, folks. Can't wait. We will see you again on Tuesday. And as always, thank you for listening.
Who you betting on? Always on black, fat stacks in the pocket, whole squad, fast tags. Send the bookie, tell them bring it from the bag. No, we coming for the bag. To the G, West Coast Gang. Who you betting on? Always on black, fat stacks in the pocket, whole squad, fast cash. Send the bookie, tell him bring it from the bag. No, we coming for the.
Sets up deep in the pocket, goes down the field for Smith. Oh, he caught it! Smith! Touchdown, 85 yards!
Dub C to the G, West Coast Gamblers.
Hi, this is comedian and writer, and let's be honest, I do a lot of things. This is Dean Archipotis, the host of Whiskey Business, the podcast not so much about whiskey as it is one with whiskey. Yes, we drink and talk about whiskey, but we do so much more with so many interesting people. For example, we talk to comedians like Greg Warren.
You know, I don't want to brag, but let's just say I can walk into a Red Lobster and get whatever. You know, I think the pause right there is probably more important than the word.
Amazing athletes like boxing champion Buster Douglas.
When a fighter's down and he's looking for his mouthpiece instead of trying to get up.
That's when I knew it was over.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
And yes, Bigfoot chasers.
Do you believe in Bigfoot? And if so, does he really eat beef jerky?
The Bigfoot thing is people have seen these, and I've seen a lot of compelling evidence about it.
It's Whiskey Business with Dean Archipotis. Join us for what we call a good conversation with a good pour. You really can't ask for much more than that, can you, people? Check us out at WhiskeyBusinessPod.com, a proud member of the Evergreen Podcast Network.